produced by adapter Catherine Tozer and composer John Chambers.
Anton Chekhov's first great play, The Seagull, premiered in Moscow in 1896. He thought he'd written a comedy, but the audience begged to differ and it was a complete disaster. It wasn't until the groundbreaking director Stanislavski got his hands on it 2 years later and mined the subtext of the play for tragedy that it became known as the epoch-defining masterpiece that it is. And it's this synthesis between the comedy and the tragedy that John and I were most interested in.
One of the things I was really excited to explore musically is this central image within the piece, this strange, strange lake around which the lives of the characters seem to revolve. And so much of the underscore and the music in between the acts is my attempt to render this aurally through glass and chimes and watery textures.
One of our challenges is that the original text is full of song, and the lyrics of these songs would have been well known to a Moscow audience in the 1890s, but unfortunately bear very little resonance for us today. So we went to the Hamlet text, which was clearly very important for Chekhov, and we hope you enjoy unpicking what is Chekhov, what is Shakespeare, and what is us.
The Seagull by Anton Chekhov.
Men and animals, lions and eagles, stags and spiders, the silent underwater world. Creatures unseen, creatures seen and unseen. Life, all life. Final cycle crawls, gasps and dies. The unhappy moon lights a lamp alone. No heron cries in the meadow, no bees hum in the balsam groves. All is cold. All is cold. All is empty. Empty. Empty and dead. Our bodies are as dust. Their bodies now are stone and ice and air. All the spirits clamour at home.
Why do you always wear black, Martha?
Because I feel bereft somehow.
Bereft of what? I don't get it. You're healthy, you're not poor. I'm broke and I don't wear black.
It's not all about money, Simon.
Well, it is, actually. I have to feed my mother, my sisters and my brother on practically nothing.
Oh, look at Stan's funny little stage. Let's sit in the front row. Here.
Martha,
mm?
You don't give a toss about me, do you? It's as if I'm not really here. I know I've nothing to offer you. I can barely feed myself. But you don't have to be cruel.
It's not about feeding me, and you know it. Do you want some of this?
No, and neither should you.
Oh, it's pure.
Don't, please.
There's going to be a storm. We're all going to get wet. Why are you always talking about money? You think starving's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, country life doesn't suit me, Stan. Doesn't suit me at all. I slept from 10 until 9, and it feels like my ruddy brain is stuck to the inside of my skull. Then what do you think I did? I only went and fell asleep on the sofa after lunch.
Shame you can't afford city life then, Pete. Who's that sitting on my front row?
Oh, it's only Martha and that moth-eaten teacher from the village, Simon, I think his name is.
Oh, Stan, hello. Hello, Peter.
What are you two doing sat down before I've rung the bell? They're still building the set. You'll ruin the effect. We'll call you when it's time. Go away! Go on!
Hang on a minute, Martha. Could you ask your dad to bring the dog in tonight? Apparently it howls so much my sister barely slept a wink. She can hear it up at the house, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
Ask him yourself. Come on, Simon. Let's go.
Martha! Sorry. I don't know what's got into her. Sorry, so sorry.
Martha! Martha! What a charming young woman. I have a horrid feeling that dog will howl the whole night long, regardless of where they put it. That's the countryside for you. Animals caterwauling right, left and centre, exhausted by the end of the first night. Well, a man's got to live somewhere. Might as well make the best of a bad job. Slum it on the farm with my pigs.
The stage is looking all right, isn't it? What do you reckon? Jacob, if it's not done now, it never will be. We're losing the light. Put your tools away.
We're going to have a quick dip in the lake to cool off.
But you'll be back in 10 minutes, ready for the show.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Aren't these curtains brilliant? Do you recognise them? No? Well, you should. I took them from your dining room. No need for a backdrop when you have a lake and sunset. It'll be dark soon. We'll go up with the moon at 8:30.
Splendid.
If Nina turns up. She should be here by now. Her father is bloody difficult. What on earth has happened to your hair, Pete? You look like you've been pulled through a hedge backwards.
Even when I was young, I looked like a drunk. Rather put the ladies off, I'm afraid. Why is my sister in a mood with me?
A mother, because she's jealous and bored. Because she's not in my play, and Nina is. So now she hates my play, hates the production, and hates me, without reading one word of it.
The naughty minx.
So she's furious that Nina is the star of the show. She's quite something, Mother is. She can sob over a novel, recite pages of poetry, and nurse elderly relatives with the best of them. But if another actress gets praise, Mother explodes. She alone must be extolled to the skies. And as she can't get a fix in the country, she gets bad-tempered and thinks we're all ganging up on her. She's like a cat on a hot tin roof, scared of her own shadow, as rich as Croesus, and won't lend me a sodding bean.
Oh, come on. You've blown this out of all proportion. She adores you, and that's that.
Mum loves me. She loves me not. Mum loves me. She loves me not. Mum loves me. She loves me not. No. She doesn't love me, and why on earth should she? She likes to pretend she's young, and I'm 25, so you do the maths. When she's socialising, she's Irene, and barely 32. And when I'm around, she's Mother, and has to be, what, 43? If she's a day. How old is she? I humiliate her. I hate the sort of trash she acts in. I can't bear it. God, the same old nonsense trotted out over and over again.
Oh, but we must have our theatre.
Yes, but in a new form, or not at all. God, she's annoying. Going on about her famous boyfriend, terrified of the newspapers. I think I'm bored of having a well-known mother. Is that possible? If Mother were an ordinary woman, I'd be a happy man. Her parties are intolerable. I spend my evening seeking out a kindred spirit, another illegitimate non-entity amongst the authors and artists, and do you know what? I'm always the only unsuccessful person in the room. The loser son of some long-dead shopkeeper, or failed actor, depending on who you talk to.
What's her chap like? The writer? He barely says a word, as far as I can tell.
Boris? Clever and sad, I think. His stories are just about good enough. His plays are fine. I don't mind him.
I wanted to marry, and I wanted to write, and I have succeeded in neither.
Look. It's Nina. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful?
I'm not late, am I, Stan? Please don't say I'm late. I ran all the way here.
No, you're right on cue.
I've been in such a flap all day. Daddy wouldn't let me come, so in the end I slipped out and flew like the wind. Oh, dear old Pete. What's happened to your hair? I'm so pleased to see you. Hello.
Have you been crying?
No, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
I should call the audience. It's nearly dark. It's time.
Oh, let me... I'll go and round them up. The exercise will do me good.
Here, take the bell. Ring it.
We are arrant knaves all. Believe none of us. Believe none of us. Go thy way through
another. Daddy made it plain I wasn't to come. He scared Bridget I'm going to be an actress.
We're alone. So kiss me.
Isn't that someone in the trees? There.
No. Kiss me.
There. Look, look.
It's just a tree, Nina.
No, it's someone. I can hear them.
I love you.
Shh.
No, you're right. It is someone. But I can't quite make them out.
It's me. It's Jacob. I've come to get the special effects started. Light the sulfur and all. For the scary bit with the eyes.
Were you spying on us?
No.
Well then, positions, please, Jacob. Nina, break a leg. Are you nervous?
Oh, of course I am. I feel a bit sick. I have to perform in front of your mother and Boris. He's so famous. How old is he?
Not old.
He writes beautifully.
Oh, you think?
Your play is pretty hard to act. The characters are not... They're not even alive.
It's a dream play.
It's more like a song than a play.
Oh, they're coming. Quick, quick. I'll lift you onto the stage.
Dew is falling. Go back and fetch your coat, Eugene.
I'll be just fine as I am. Thank you, Paulie. Let's sit here. Or here, do you think? Save a seat for Ian.
My husband can look after himself. You know the damp air is bad for you, and yet you persist in underdressing. Physician, heal thyself. On the patio in your shirt sleeves last night, showing Irene your biceps. Oh, these chairs are fine. I think Irene will want to sit in the front row, I'm sure.
And so she should. I know the gentleman, I saw him yesterday, or the other day, or then, with such and such.
Irene has charmed the bloody socks off you again, hasn't she? I can tell.
I'm 55 years old.
But very well preserved. Handsome.
What are you trying to say, Paulie?
That you would go down on your knees for her.
Bow, stubborn knees, and heart with strings of steel. Be soft as sinews of the newborn babe. I'm an idealist. Irene is ideal.
Shall we add her to your collection?
I love women. Oh. Love them. And they've always seemed to take a shine to me.
Do you love me?
You're married. And here comes your husband.
There's my wife. She's sitting with Eugene. He's taking good care of her. I was lucky enough, Boris, to see your girlfriend perform in 98. Magnificent she was. Where shall we all sit? Here? But what about that actor you starred with, Irene? What's happened to him? Where's he now? I met him, you know. We got on like a house on fire. What was his name?
Oh, I've no idea, Ian. Boris, you sit next to me. Ian, sit with your wife.
Yes, Ian, you sit back here with me and Eugene. Oh, here's our Martha with her young man. No, don't sit in the front row. Martha! Simon, stop her!
Oh. You'd like me here, Irene, would you? Beside this young lady, the goth. I don't believe we've met.
I'm Simon. This is Martha. Very pleased to meet you. Are we, Martha? We'll move along, one, not a problem. Come on, Martha. Get up.
He was old school, what's his name was. Your leading man, Irene. A dying breed. The stage is not what it was, I can tell you. I'll sit here behind you, Irene, by my wife, and then we can chat over your shoulder. Good evening, Eugene. Thank you for looking after my Paulie.
I think the acting standard's generally higher now, Ian, from what I'm seeing. Evening, Boris. Evening, Irene. You're looking as marvellous as ever.
Evening, now. Eugene.
I can't agree, I'm afraid, Eugene. Acting's gone to the dogs, as far as I can tell. But it's lovely to see you anyhow. Everyone settled?
Yep.
Boris, this is my wife, Paulie. And you've met our daughter, Martha, the one in black.
Enchanté.
What does that mean, Eugene?
Enchanted in French.
Oh. There are room for a little one. I'd rather not sit in the front row. It's embarrassing. May I sit beside you, Ian?
Yes, Peter, of course. Wriggle in here with us. Share my blanket.
Stan, is there a problem? A technical hitch? When will the play begin? We're all waiting and it's freezing.
Be quiet, Mother.
Thou turnst mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their ting.
Silence!
Ancient mists swirl over the lake, bringing the oblivion of 2,000 years hence. Mists. Show us the dream. Mists. Show us the dream.
There'll be nothing in 2,000 years, Eugene. Nothing at all, surely. You're a doctor. What do you think?
Shush!
You be quiet, Pete. Go, Nina.
Is this a play or a musical?
All men and animals, lions and eagles, stags and spiders, the silent underwater world, creatures seen and unseen, life! All life! A final cycle crawls and gasps and dies. The unhappy moon lights her lamp alone. No heron cries in the meadow, no bees hum in the balsam groves. All is cold. All is cold. All is empty. 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 And dead. Our bodies are as dust. Their bodies now are stone and ice and air. All the spirits clamour as one.
Oh, what a lot of silly nonsense. Why is she dancing?
Mother, please shut up.
I'm all alone. Once in 100 years I can sing, my voice echoes, echoes, echoes. Through time, through wastelands, no one hears me. Marsh light flits at sunset. Shifts and changes. I am the spirit. I will be set free until that hour. Horror! 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 The red of Satan's eyes.
Oh, I smell egg. Definitely egg. Can anyone else smell egg?
It's a special effect.
It's sulfur.
Is that poisonous? It can be.
You made that dreadful smell on purpose, Stan.
It doesn't half reek.
Mother!
The devil longs for man!
Eugene, put your hat back on, for goodness sake. You'll catch your death.
Eugene is doffing his cap to the devil, Stan. How about that?
Don't talk through Stan's play.
All right, Martha, keep your hair on.
Right, stop! Everyone stop! Bring the curtain in!
Shall I stop, Stan?
No, it's wonderful. Continue.
I said stop!
What are you all in a tizz about, Stan? Shouldn't you be backstage?
This is unbearable. Bring the curtain in, I said! Jacob! Jacob! Forgive me, Mother, for thinking I could do something. Write something. Create something!
What's his problem?
Temper, temper.
That was a bit much, Irene.
I tend to agree.
Would now be a good time to leave, Martha. I'll walk you home, if you like.
No, Simon, it wouldn't.
Is it something I said, Boris? Peter, what did I say?
You've hurt his feelings.
He'll get over it. Blow off some steam.
You stay out of this, Ian.
It was just a bit of fun. He told me himself his play was just a trifle.
Because he was shy, and he wanted very much for you to like it.
Oh, well, bravo, Peter. It would appear your nephew has written an epoch-defining masterpiece so clever that none of us can understand a single word. Nearly choked us to death with sulfur-more-like and frozen us to our seats. What a silly bore! I'm fed up with him, I really am. He's a spoilt baby, Peter. Ian, give me your rug.
Certainly.
Yes, here you are, Irene.
Oh, thank you, Paulie.
He was trying to impress you.
Then why not produce a normal play? Inside, in the warm, not this stupid nonsense in the worst possible taste.
Well, I liked it.
Yes, I agree, Eugene. Everyone must write as they feel. I certainly do.
The Oracle speaks. Nice of you to join the party, Boris. I'd almost forgotten you were here.
Don't be nasty to Boris. It's not his fault.
I'm not being nasty. I'm stating fact. Give me a cigarette, Peter. You're my brother, not my keeper. I'm sorry to see my son waste his time in such a spectacular fashion, is all.
I didn't think it was that bad. Speaking as an educator. Let me introduce myself properly, if I may. What an honour it is to meet you, Boris. I'm Simon, and I'm a school teacher. The work is hard, what with all the cuts and all. Perhaps you'd like to write a play about it. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? I'd be happy for you to shadow me at the school. I'd be honoured, in fact.
I don't let's talk about boring old plays now. Listen to the fun everyone else is having. Can you hear it drifting over the lake? Gosh, we used to have such parties, didn't we? Eugene, in and out of those lake houses, when we were young. Look at our doctor, everyone, what a specimen. He's pretty gorgeous now, but back then he was irresistible. Our golden boy. Oh, why was I so horrid to Stan? Stan?
I'll find him.
Not just a pretty face, my daughter.
Thank you. Martha, is it? Why are you wearing black? Very aging, black is.
Stan! Stan!
Well, I must be getting home. Daddy will miss me. Good night, everyone.
Wait, bravo, beautiful girl, bravo.
You were splendid.
You are charming, my dear. Your looks and your voice. Such a waste languishing here in the depths of the countryside. You must act in town.
I would like that more than anything.
Well, let me introduce you to my partner. He's a writer. Nina, Boris, Boris, Nina.
Gosh, I've read all your books and your plays.
Oh, Nina, darling, you're gawping. Sit down with us. Do. Boris is just a simple chap, even if he is famous. Flesh and blood, like you. Oh, look, he's blushing almost as much as you are. Bless him.
Couldn't the curtains be parted fully now? It's depressing not to see the last of the sunset. Jacob?
Do you recognise them, the curtains?
Good idea, Eugene. Jacob! Ah, Jacob, my man. Do the honours, please. Part the curtains.
They're from the dining room. Isn't that funny?
Right-o.
It's a strange play. Did you like it?
I thought it was very clever.
So did I.
I didn't fully understand it myself, but I thought you brought such grace to your role. The setting, too, is beautiful. The lake, is it well stocked?
Yes, I believe it is.
Is it, Ian? I should hope so. It's what I pay you for.
Very well stocked. I see to that myself.
He does.
I love to fish.
More than you love to write.
I don't ask him complex questions. He gets confused.
An angel of silence just flew over our heads.
I must go.
Really?
Go? Where? I shan't allow it.
Daddy will wonder where I am.
It's nearly dark.
Well, It is very hard to let you go, but if we must.
I wish I could stay, but I can't.
Who will walk Nina home to her daddy?
I will. With pleasure.
Who will take me home if you walk Nina, Ian?
I will, Paulie. With Martha. On my way back to the schoolhouse.
I'll take Nina.
No, no, please. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Good night.
What an unlucky bird of a thing. When her mother died, her father's new wife squirreled away all the money.
Her father is a cad and a bounder. Mm. Unable to manage his estates.
Oh, his new wife is dreadful.
Oh, come along, everyone. It's bloody freezing. Let's go inside. Oh, my knee's seized up.
Come on then, you old croc. Oh, brother mine. What's to become of us? Oh, Boris, you take one arm.
And I'll take the other, Peter. I'm as strong as an ox. Oh,
thank you, Ian. Whilst I've got hold of you, I'm sorry to be a bore, but your dog howled all last night. I mentioned it to your daughter earlier, but she didn't seem very interested. Irene sleeps very lightly, you see.
I do. I sleep very lightly.
She does.
Not me. I sleep like a log.
Oh, dear me. Oh, what a pain. We really need to have the dog tied there at the gatepost, you see, to protect your farm from thieves. It's a watchdog, after all. And that's the point of it. Otherwise, it serves no purpose.
Call me senile, but I liked the play. I really did. It was fresh. It was different. Those red devil eyes gave me the shivers. And that lovely Nina. Stan!
There you are.
I was just saying...
Where is everyone, Eugene? And why are you talking to yourself?
They were cold. They've gone in.
Martha is hollering for me all over the estate, silly cow.
I liked your play. It was strange. I think you should keep at it.
Really? You liked it? You're being serious? Thank you. It's hard.
Come. Don't cry. It was good. It was serious. I commend you.
I shouldn't give up and get a proper job.
No. You must persevere.
Where's Nina?
You must remain focused. You must know who you're writing for and write for them.
Where's Nina?
She's gone home. Past her bedtime.
For home? But I wanted to see her. I must see her.
Steady on.
I'm going to find her. I've got to go.
Stan.
Oh, God, Martha. You gave me a fright. Where did you spring from? You look like a disembodied head. We were just talking about you.
Your mother wants you to come indoors, Stan.
Well, tell her I've gone away. And tell her to leave me alone. In fact, all of you, leave me alone. Stop following me about, Martha. I can't bear it.
Oh, pull yourself together, Stan, you great baby. You're not being kind. Apologise to Martha. The youth of today.
What's that got to do with anything? Do you want some of this? Pep you up a bit.
Give that to me.
Wait, no. Order, give in. Stop. No, no. Why did you do that? That was mine. I paid good money for that.
It's a disgusting habit. It will kill you. Going in. It's cold. Coming?
Wait, please.
What for?
Help me. Please help me. I don't know who else to tell.
What is it, Martha? Are you sick?
I have no one to talk to. No one to tell. I'm fit to burst. I love him.
Who? Who do you love? Surely not Stan.
Who else?
It's this lake. That's what it is. This strange, strange lake.
It is as dangerous for a fashionable woman to invite a novelist into her home as it is for a baker to allow rats to crawl into his sacks.
Stand up, Martha. Oh, sorry, Eugene.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do, you little crow. You raven. Stand next to me. Eugene?
Hmm?
Look at us. She's 25 and I'm, well, I'm old enough to be her mother. Which of us looks younger? Tell us.
Well, you, of course, Irene.
I knew it. I told you Black was aging, Martha. But do you want to know the real reason? It's because I do something creative. And what do? You do nothing. That makes you old. You can sit down again now.
I haul my life behind me like a never-ending dress. It's pretty tiring. I have no desire to live. But I must pull myself together. I know that.
Larded all with sweet flowers, which bewept to the ground did not go, with true love showers.
You've let yourself go, Martha. That's your problem. I wouldn't dream of traipsing around in my dressing gown with dirty hair. And I've stayed as light as a bird. I could play an ingenue.
Shall I carry on with the story? I think I was getting to a good bit.
No, no, give it to me. It's my turn. Where were we? The rats. Yes. It is just as dangerous for a fashionable woman to invite a novelist into her home as it is for a baker to allow rats to crawl into his sacks. And yet, when a woman sees a writer she takes a shine to, she goes to town with flirtation and flattery. Oh, but that's absurd. And sounds so demeaning. I wasn't at all like that with Boris.
Irene, don't turn around. I have brought you a little treat, but you must play nicely. Close your eyes. Now, open them. Look who I have here. Nina.
Oh.
Her father is away for 3 whole days, so we've got her. Aren't we the lucky ones?
If you'll have me.
You quite take my breath away, Nina. You really do. Where's Boris, Peter?
I saw him down where we swim.
He'll be fishing, no doubt. Hello, Nina.
Hello, Dr. Eugene. What are you reading?
Maupassant. It's deadly dull. Why is Stan in such a strop? He moons about on the lake all day long. I hardly see him.
Neither do I anymore.
He's depressed. Nina, do you remember any of his play? Could you recite some now?
But it's a bit boring, isn't it?
I love it when Stan reads aloud. His eyes glow in his pale face. His voice is so sad. Like a poet.
Budge up, all of you. I want to lie down. Oh, that's the ticket. Yes, a snooze under a tree. What could be better?
You're not going to sleep, are you, Peter? You lazy toad. What's wrong with you? You should see a doctor, shouldn't you, Eugene?
Leave me alone. I'm 60. Anyhow, Eugene says I don't qualify for treatment because I eat too much and I drink too much.
Never too old to change your habits.
I don't want to change my habits. I just want to live as long as possible.
See? What can I do with that?
You should go to a clinic, Pete, to dry out.
I don't think the smoking can be very good for you either, Peter.
Oh, not you too, darling girl. Leave me alone, all of you. I want to have a nap.
Booze and fags steal your soul. You become you, plus someone who squats on your shoulder. You are no longer you. You become him.
That's all very well for you to say, Eugene. The country quack, living the high old life at various house parties. Oh. But what about me? In the sodding law courts most of my life, trying to get something done. Now I've retired, I want to live a little. So I eat, and I booze, and I smoke. And do you know what? I love it. Love all of it.
How do you expect me to medicate for that, Irene?
Oh, just shut up and give me some pills, you silly fool.
What time is it?
Nearly 1.
I'll go and see how they're getting on with lunch. Oh, ow! Oh, my leg's gone to sleep.
Call us when they're ready.
Will do.
What Martha is really going to do is raid the drinks cabinet. Down a couple of shots before we eat.
Drown her sorrows, poor thing. Well, good luck to her. I don't mind admitting I've had a sharpener or two myself this morning.
Vodka won't help matters, that's for sure.
Leave us be. We're bohemians.
God, it's boring here. So hot. So quiet. It's nice to hear you all burbling away, but I'd much rather be in town, studying a new role, drinking champagne in my bath.
Oh, Irene, that sounds marvellous.
Yes, I must say, the town is quite agreeable in many ways.
Crow flowers, nettles, daisies and long purples that liberal shepherds give a grosser name.
There you all are!
I said we'd find them all under a tree, Ian.
Now what's all this, Irene? Paulie says you'd like me to take you into town.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you see, we're a bit tied up here, aren't we, Paulie?
Yes, as I said, it's a very busy time of year. We are run off our feet.
Can't someone else take you in? How about you, Peter? Or the good doctor?
I'm afraid I'm over the limit. Eugene?
I walked here this morning, unfortunately.
This is outrageous.
You may say so, but I'm afraid you haven't the first clue about farming, Irene. We're in the middle of the harvest. I can't spare a single man.
Either you arrange transportation for me this instant, Ian, or I will never come back to this filthy place ever again. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. I understand perfectly well. Just as I trust Peter will understand. My letter of resignation!
Oh, every year's the same. Your husband is unbearable, Paulie. Or perhaps it's the heat. Where's Boris when I need him? Boris!
I don't believe Boris drives. Stan can, but she won't like that. Having a son old enough to drive, I mean.
Ian really shouldn't talk to my sister like that. He is, after all, my employee. Paulie, I'm afraid you must speak to your husband. Either he takes Irene now, or I won't be accountable for my actions.
I have to say, I'm gobsmacked, Paulie. Who does your husband think he is? Doesn't he know Irene's the most famous actress anyone can think of? Why on earth would he put the harvest before her?
It's not my fault. I don't know what you all expect me to do. This is all too much.
I'd better go and see if I can calm Irene down. What a brute that man is.
Let me help you, Peter. I wish I could drive him. Rest on me, that's it. I'll come and help.
Oh, I'll give that Ian a piece of my mind, Nina. I'll tear strips off him. You see if I don't.
What a lot of silly bores. People can be so tedious, Paulie. Pretty obvious Peter should have sacked your husband there and then, but I bet my bottom dollar they'll end up apologising to him, which they always do.
Ian's not making it up, Eugene. We're run off our feet. This is all very bad for my nerves. If people only knew what a struggle it is to keep the show on the road. He's so highly strung, Ian is. He's like a powder keg. Oh, look at my hands. I'm shaking. I'm a nervous wreck. I think I'm scared of him. It's abuse. That's what it is. I'm going to leave him. I'll move in with you. We're not as young as we were, Eugene. We must make up for lost time. We can't live like this anymore, hiding how we feel about each other from the world.
I'm 55. What do you want from me? I'm too old for this nonsense.
But not too old to fool about with younger women. Do you think I don't know? That I don't have eyes in my head. You don't want me anymore. I understand. I'm not what I was. My looks are fading. Eugene? Oh, forgive me, please. I understand. You have your work. You see many women every day in all states of undress. I understand. I will stop these jealous thoughts. I will.
Shh. Nina is coming back. Pull yourself together. Lovely Nina. What's the verdict?
Irene is crying and Peter is having an asthma attack.
Right, that's my cue. I'll give them both a Valium. Off I pop.
I'll come with you. Lovely Nina. Lovely Nina. She's young enough to be your granddaughter. I won't stand for it, Eugene. I won't.
Irene crying. Over very little, as far as I can tell. How strange life is. And Boris, how can you be that famous and still enjoy fishing? To be translated into every language, to be written about daily and your face blasted everywhere, and still, to catch fish is the best thing you can think of. I thought famous people would be cold and aloof, like glass figures, but they're not. They cry and laugh and have tantrums just like everyone else.
First sign of madness. Talking to yourself.
Stan, that's creepy. Were you eavesdropping?
I brought you this. I shot it.
Oh my God. Is it dead? It's covered in blood. But it's a seagull. We can't eat that. Why did you do that, Stan? The poor thing, why?
I'll do the same to myself.
You're scaring me.
And you're scaring me. Who are you? Where have you gone?
You look like a stranger.
And is it any wonder? You've been acting so oddly, I don't know what to do, what to say. I don't understand you anymore. You're talking in riddles. Is this poor seagull another riddle? Because I haven't got the first clue what you're on about.
It's because my play was a fiasco, isn't it? You don't want to be seen with me. Think my failure will rub off on you, you ambitious little tart. Well, I destroyed the script. You needn't worry about that. I burnt it all up. I feel like I've fallen in a pit. Like the lake dried up and swallowed me whole. You think I'm nothing. And nobody. I feel like someone is hammering a nail into my brain. Oh, look! There goes your boyfriend.
Boris? He's not my boyfriend. He's more your stepfather than he's my boyfriend.
Look at him there with his book. Thinks he's Hamlet. What an arse! Words, words, words. Well, you're welcome to each other.
What's up with him?
I have no idea.
Drinks vodka, wears black, torments the school teacher. We're leaving, apparently. We'll probably never see each other again. That makes me a bit sad. I so very rarely get to meet interesting young women. I can't remember how it feels to be 18. I'd like to slip inside you for an hour or so. Then I'd know what kind of creature you are and I could write all about you.
I'd like that very much. I'd like to know all about you too. What it feels like to be famous. Is there a sensation?
Either you exaggerate my fame or fame produces no sensation.
How does it feel when you read about yourself then?
It depends what they've written about me.
If it's good, then how does that feel? I'd imagine sublime, like you're walking on air. Some people can hardly haul themselves through life, and when they die, it's as if they had never lived. But you, you're one in a million. Your life means something. It must make you so happy.
Must it? I'm afraid it doesn't.
But it must, otherwise what's the point?
I should be writing now, you know. Not talking to a teenager. Come on then. Where should we begin? With my obsessiveness, with the fact that I can never rest. As soon as I finish one book, I must start the next, otherwise I'm a failure. What's sublime about that? Here I am, with a beautiful girl, and there's a story to write indoors. Everything is copy. A cloud shaped like a piano, my next character a pianist. The sickly smell of lilies, someone has to die. I lurk. Camouflaged in the long grass, waiting for someone, anyone, to say something of interest, and then I write it down in my little book. I'll lock up the pretty little words that spill out of your pretty little lips, and I'll only release them once I've had my wicked way with them. And when I'm finally sated, they'll stagger out into the world as a maimed and bloodied version of what might have happened, or did happen, or will happen. How'd you like the sound of that?
Have I said something to upset you? If I have, then I'm sorry.
That's why I fish. Try to lose myself. And sometimes I'm so absorbed that I just about manage to. And then, in the blankness, I panic and a new victim is pounced upon and locked in my chamber and I set to work tormenting them. I eat them alive and everyone around me. And for whom? I'm dropping my blood into the voracious mouths of total strangers. I'm sucking my friends dry only for others to sink their teeth into my neck. Ask me what I'm writing now,
or writing next?
I don't want to.
You do. Everyone does. It's the only thing they want to know. The praise and admiration is entirely false. They all just want more, more, more.
Have you always felt like this?
Yes, in a word. When I was young and unsuccessful and I was at my best as a writer, even then I felt clumsy and awkward. I constantly felt like I was going to puke as I hovered about on the periphery, spying on the good and the great like a bankrupt. I couldn't look anyone in the eye. I was terrified of my readership. Still am. Judging me in their little rooms.
But looking at a row of your books must make you happy.
As soon as they're published, I wish I'd written them differently. And the public sinks their teeth in, greedy for more, gleefully proclaiming Tolstoy it ain't as they gorge themselves stupid.
I think you're spoilt. That's what I think.
I don't even understand what I write half the time. I like water and landscapes. I write about people and what torments them. But I don't really know why I write what I write. I'm like a hurried fox and I've been run to ground. I'm holed up in Irene's den awaiting my fate.
Then I think you should stop writing. Just for a little bit, if this is how it makes you feel. If I was lucky enough to be as famous as you, I would sacrifice everything to be adored. I really would.
I don't want to go. Isn't the lake beautiful?
You see that house on the far shore, there, where the glare is at its whitest?
That one there?
Yes. That was my mother's house. I was born there. I've lived here beside the lake my whole life.
Is that a dead bird?
A seagull, yes.
What's it doing here?
Stan shot it. I don't know why.
It's beautiful.
It's dead.
It's still beautiful.
What are you writing?
A plot.
Tell me.
A girl lives on the shore of a lake. She is happy and free, like a seagull. But a man comes along and ruins her, just to amuse himself.
I shall lose my temper.
Coming! I'm coming! See you.
Oh, cheer up, Boris. I've apologised to Ian. We're going to stay.
I'm only telling you because you're a writer, but if Stan really had hurt himself, then I think I'd lose the will to live. But I've got to get over him. I know I have.
How are you going to do that?
I'll marry Simon.
That poor teacher that you torment.
Yes.
How will that help things?
I can't go on like this, waiting for someone to love me back. Once I'm married, I'll be snowed under with babies and chores. I won't have time to think of Stan. Oh, give me another drink.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Just fill me up. Why are you looking at me like that? Most women drink. Some do it in broad daylight and others behind closed doors. What's the difference? Cheers. I'll miss you, Boris.
I don't want to go.
Then tell Irene you want to stay.
She won't stay. Stan shooting himself was a bit much. Now he's challenged me to a fight, the great baby. She's mortified.
Stan's gone mad with jealousy. I know the feeling. Simon's all right. He'll do. He's kind, and he appears to like me. God knows why. I feel a bit sorry for him. Well, this is it, Boris. Goodbye. Send me your next book. Could you write in it? To Martha, age 25, a woman of no apparent purpose, born for no apparent reason. Yes, that should do it. Au revoir.
Oh, Martha.
Sorry, Nina, I can't stop.
What's wrong with her?
She's a bit drunk.
Oh. Choose a hand. Left or right?
Right.
Oh, no. The pee was in my left hand. I won't be an actress now.
That's a silly way to decide.
As I'm probably never going to see you again, I brought you this. I had your name engraved on it and the title of your best-selling book. You can wear it around your neck.
What a charming present. What's this number here?
You work it out. Promise you'll think of me a bit?
How could I not? I'll think of you in your see-through dress with the sun behind you and the seagull at your feet.
Shh. Irene's coming. Find me before you go.
You must stay here, Peter. You're not well enough to leave. Was that Nina dashing out?
Yes.
I really don't feel all that well. I think I'll sit down.
Oh. Did we interrupt something?
No.
There you are, Boris. Shall I put your fishing rods with the stuff that's going or leave them under the stairs?
Yeah, put them on the pile, Jacob. I'll take them. Right. But you can leave my books. I don't want them. Actually, hang on a minute. What is my best-selling book, Irene? Is it Now or Never or 24 Hours?
24 Hours.
Leave 24 Hours, Jacob, but get rid of the rest. In fact, I'll come with you.
You're much better off here, Peter.
Well, I shall be so very bored and tired. The countryside is deafening. I have been asked to cut the ribbon at the village fete, mind. The fete worse than death. Yes, perhaps I'm not on the shelf after all.
Well, there you go. And you must look after Stan. What was he thinking, turning a shotgun on himself? The sooner I get Boris away from here, the better.
It's not just squabbling over Nina that's led to all this, Irene. Stan's clever and he's stuck here. Oh. He's got no money, no job and no reputation. It's hard. I love him to bits, I really do, but staying here is not going to help.
He's a pain in the arse, is what he is. What are we going to do with him?
Well, in my humble opinion, you should give him some money. At least enough to buy some clothes. He's been wearing the same top for 3 years, and he doesn't appear to have a coat. He ought to travel a bit, too. You know, get some perspective.
I might get him an outfit, but an allowance for travelling? He must be joking. I can barely afford to clothe myself. In fact, I can't afford to give him anything at the moment. He'll have to wait.
You really are a piece of work.
It's the truth. I'm stony broke. Oh, don't look at me like that. I am.
If I had any money, any at all, I'd give it to him. Oh. But Ian takes every penny to fumigate the bees and milk the cows, make the sausages, and I never see any of it ever again. The bees get mites, the cows get brucellosis, and the pigs roll on their own young. And there we are.
All right, I'll give him some money. Just shut up about your disgusting farm.
Oh.
Peter, what's the matter?
I don't feel very well. It's all gone dark. I can't see you, Irene. Irene!
Oh, my God!
Oh.
Help!
Oh.
Stan!
Oh.
Simon! Help!
Oh. What's going on in here? Pete? Uncle Pete, why is he on the floor? Simon, help me get him up. Take his armpits.
Hopefully he's just fainted. Put his head between his knees.
Oh, be careful with his neck!
Uncle Pete, it's me. It's Stan. Wake up.
He said he couldn't see. Peter. It's me, darling. It's Irene. Can you see me now? Can you hear me?
I think he's coming round. Slap him a little bit.
Hello? Oh, what's all this then? Leave me alone.
There you are.
Stan. Why have you got that bandage round your head?
Because he shot himself.
How do you feel? Shall I fetch Eugene? You fainted.
No, just a glass of water, please.
Right you are.
Well, we must put you to bed.
I'll take him up. It'll be my pleasure. Lean on me, Pete.
There.
That's it. Answer me this. Who walks on four legs in the morning, two at lunchtime, three in the afternoon,
and on his back at night? Me. Thank you, Simon. I shall be fine.
It's no trouble, really. I'll help you up the stairs.
I'll be up to check in a bit. Well, that was scary.
He's not well enough to stay here.
And he can't afford town unless you help him out.
I'm an actress, not a banker.
Could you change my dressing? It's itchy.
Oh, it's looking much better. No more Russian roulette whilst I'm gone, promise.
Promise? I don't know what I was thinking. Look at your lovely hands. They're so smooth and white. Do you remember when you were in the West End and I was tiny and there was a fight in our block and the neighbour got beaten up? She was in a bad way. And you brought her in and cleaned her up and looked after her kids.
No, I don't remember that.
Two ballet dancers lived on our floor. They used to come in for coffee.
Oh, yes. I vaguely remember them. They were pretty.
For the last few days, I've loved you like I did back then. I have nobody but you. Why do you waste your time with him?
You don't understand, Boris, that's all. He's decent. Does that hurt?
No, it's fine. He's not decent enough to fight me like a man. He's running away.
He's not running away. I told him we were leaving.
And where do you think he is now? Trailing around after Nina, trying to convince her he's a genius. He's having a right laugh at our expense.
Why must you be like this? You're upsetting me.
You want me to pretend he's a genius too? He can't write for shit.
I understand you're jealous of his talent. It's natural you should be.
The talent? Don't make me laugh. I've got more talent in my little finger. Get off me! You're nothing but a bunch of frauds applauding each other's mediocrity from the front row, crawling over each other for the front page. You stifle anything real, anything good. I don't believe a word you say, and I hate him!
How dare you speak to me like that?
Well, how dare I? How dare you, more like? Go on, off you go, and paint your face and pretend to be young somewhere else.
Get out, you talentless little shit!
I will, and never come back, you tight bitch!
I wish you'd never been born!
So do I!
You're nothing! A nobody!
Oh, stop it. Stop crying. Oh, please stop crying. Please. Oh, please forgive me. I shouldn't have said those things. Let me cuddle you. Please.
Nina doesn't love me, Mum. She means everything to me, and I mean nothing to her. And I can't write. The words don't come. It's over.
Don't give up, my love. It'll be all right in the end. I'm going to take Boris away. And then she'll come back to you. You'll see, my darling boy. Do you still love me?
Yes, I love you. I love you so much.
Do you forgive me?
Yes, I do.
And you won't hurt Boris. For my sake.
As long as I don't have to be in the same room as him, I won't hurt him. Even if he's killing me.
121.
That's him. I have to go.
Page 121. If ever my life is of use to you, come and take it.
Are you ready? We should go.
If ever my life is of use to you, come and take it. Oh, the little darling.
What are you talking about? I don't have time for this nonsense. I hope you're packed.
Yes, yes. This makes me feel quite peculiar. It's a cry from the heart. I think we should stay on for a bit longer.
That won't help anyone. Pull yourself together. You've no self-control. You never have.
And neither do you. If you loved me, you'd set me free. I love her. She needs me.
So now you're in love with Nina. Is that what you call it? How can you be sure it's not some mindless infatuation?
I'm drawn to her. I need her.
A little girl from a rural backwater. Don't make me laugh.
It's like you're not even here. You don't even exist. All I can think of is her. She makes me feel alive. Set me free.
I am here. I'm right here in front of you. I'm flesh and blood.
can you talk to me like this? I think I'm going to lose my mind. How is this happening? We don't have time
for this. You should try to do the right thing. Make someone happy for a change. I'm besotted with her. She's so young and pretty and sweet, and she says such nice things to me. I've never known what it is to be in love till now. I was too busy for it when I was younger. Now I'm successful. I want to experience love. I'd be an idiot to turn down the chance of happiness, wouldn't I, Irene? I wouldn't ask you to turn it down.
You've lost your mind.
I totally agree, and I couldn't be happier.
You're all conspiring against me.
You don't understand me at all. You never have. We're a different generation.
Am I so old and ugly that you can say what you want to me when I love you so much? You are my world, Boris. You are my end and my beginning. I don't think I could live if you left me. I'd lose my mind. Don't leave me. Please.
Get up, Irene. You're making a scene.
I don't care if I am. I love you. You're young and impetuous. What you want to do is crazy. Running off with her is crazy. I won't let you do it. I won't let you ruin yourself. You're mine. Your face is mine. Your eyes are mine. You're all mine. You're so clever. You're the best living writer. You're so honest and frank and truthful. I do understand you. Nobody else does. I am the only person who tells you the truth. We are two halves of a whole. Come with me, please. Please.
All right. I shall. Look at me, I've no will of my own. I'm a flaccid excuse of a man. Weak, submissive, everything women hate. Take me then, Irene. Carry me away, stick to me like glue.
Good, that's settled then. Yeah. Stay on here for a bit if you like. Get her out of your system. You could join me in a week.
No, let's go together. Because I've no self-control, you should know that by now.
As you wish. What are you writing?
Just a funny little phrase I heard this morning. Might come in handy.
What was it?
The wind that shakes the barley.
That's pretty.
Do you think? So we're off on our travels again, you and I. Long hours on trains, gazing into each other's eyes.
There they are, Paulie. Time we were off. Now, don't you forget to squirrel out that leading man of yours, Irene. What's his name? And send him my regards. Say, Ian sends his love. I'll never forget when he said, traps in a wrap, instead of raps in a trap. I nearly died laughing. You can tell him I said that.
I've made you a picnic with some nice plums from the garden rafters.
Oh, thank you, Paulie. That was thoughtful.
If anything has been amiss, please forgive us.
No, it's all been quite wonderful, thank you.
We're none of us getting any younger.
Well, speak for yourself. Oh, dear. Don't cry, Paulie. Oh, gosh! Here's Peter. Naughty man, you should be tucked up in bed. Are you feeling better?
Miles better. I have to see my little sister off, don't I? Get a move on, Ian. They're going to be late. Come along, everyone.
Paulie, here's a little tip for the help.
What? This? To share between the three of them, Irene.
Peter! You'll say goodbye to Stan for me, won't you? Come along, Boris.
I'll catch up with you. You all carry on. I forgot my umbrella. Where did I leave it? Well, go on.
All right, but don't be long. Chop, chop. Paulie, Ian, yes, Peter, come along.
Boris?
Nina. I hoped you'd come. Oh, we don't have much time.
It's all decided. I've made up my mind. I'm going to be an actress. I'll follow you to town tomorrow. I'm leaving my family and I'm going to start a new life with you.
But this is wonderful. Brave girl. But listen to me. This is important. Let me know when you've arrived. Go to Bazaar, ask for Gigi, and she'll get a message to me. Wait for me there. Have you got that? God, you're beautiful. You take my breath away. I have to go.
Kiss me.
awfully dark in here, Simon. Stan, are you asleep? Peter wants you. Turn the light on, Simon. Well, he's not here. Peter can't bear to be without him. Have you noticed that? The older he is, the worse he gets.
The sicker he is, the worse he gets, Martha. He doesn't want to die alone. And that's understandable. This storm isn't helping.
I think it's been a bit worse today. Look at the waves on the lake. They're huge.
The garden looks terrible. How's that stage still standing? Like a skeleton. Oh, it's been 2 years. Oh, like something out of a fright show. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. And those curtains flapping. Oh, I've got goosebumps. I thought I heard crying coming from there last night, but perhaps it was only the wind.
Perhaps it was.
It's late. Let's go home.
I'm going to stay here.
Again? Please come home. What about the baby?
Rosie will feed it.
You've not seen him for 3 nights.
What an idiot you are. You used to have something to say for yourself, but now it's just baby this and baby that. I think being a father has turned your brain to gravy.
Let's go, Martha.
No thanks. You go.
Will you come home tomorrow? No, Martha, please, don't take any more.
Leave me alone.
Are you calling for me, Martha? What do you want?
Hello, Simon.
Stan?
Peter wants you. He's quite agitated.
Oh, we've just been with him. He wants to sleep in here while Stan works. I've got sheets to make the sofa up. What are you still doing here, Simon? Who's looking after my grandson?
Rosie.
Here, Mum. Let me help. I'll make the bed up. You get off home to the baby now, Simon, before it gets any worse out there.
All right. I will. Good night, then. Good night, Polly.
Oh, no, thank you, Simon. Don't paw at me. You know how I hate to be kissed. Sleep well.
Bye, Stan.
Good night.
What are you writing at the moment, Stan? Anything interesting? Oh, give me that pillowcase, Mum.
Another trashy magazine article for my sins.
But think of the money, Stan. You've done ever so well for yourself. Who would have thought it? And look at you. You're gorgeous. Be a bit kind to my Martha, won't you? She dotes on you.
Mum, you are so embarrassing. Please be quiet.
Would it really cost you anything to be nice to her? Talk to her once in a while.
I need some fresh air.
Why did you have to say that?
I can't bear to see you so sad. Please, darling, don't be angry.
There's nothing anyone can do for me, so why bother?
I feel so helpless watching you flounder around. I'm your mother. I want to help. Please, let me help.
Oh, pull yourself together, for goodness sake. What's the point in mooning over someone I can never have? I've had to rip him from my chest, and that's that. Anyhow, Simon's accepting the new post. We'll be off shortly. And then I'll never have to see Stan again. I'll be able to forget him.
Who's playing that?
Out of sight, out of mind, I hope.
I have 6 mouths to feed now, Peter.
Just here we'll be fine. Thank you, Simon.
On a teacher's wage?
Well, we can't all be clever enough to be doctors, can we, Eugene?
You think I'm rolling in it, Simon? I'm not. Blew it all on a cruise, didn't I, Peter? Hadn't a bean. Not a bean.
Why are you still here, Simon?
It's bucketing down. Have a heart.
If I never see you again, it will be too soon.
Well, it's all changing here. This was the dining room before, wasn't it, Peter?
And now it's Stan's study. We all eat in the kitchen now. Very convenient.
And Stan can go into the garden when he wants to think.
Where's Irene?
Gone to fetch Boris from the station.
Am I about to give up the ghost, Eugene? Is that why the family are massing? If I'm about to croak, you'd think I deserve a few nice pills, wouldn't you?
What sort are you after?
Morphine?
Anything but a lecture. Is that bed for me, Paulie?
Yes, we've done our best.
Oh, it's very kind. Simon, would you mind awfully doing the honours? I'm afraid I need help getting out of this damn chair.
Not at all. Here.
The chariot maid is prodigal enough if she unmask her beauty to the moon.
When I was young, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to marry, and I never did. I wanted to live and die in town, and here I am, ending my days in the countryside.
You wanted to be a barrister, and you were?
That just sort of happened. I fell into it.
To carp about one's lot at 62 is a bit much.
Oh, for God's sake, Eugene, don't you get it? I don't want to die. I want to live.
I do get it. Everything that lives must die. That's all there is to get.
Oh, you talk as if you've done it all.
He has.
Mother!
Even you'll be afraid when the time comes, Eugene.
Oh. Well, this is cosy.
Should we all push off, Stan?
Leave you to your work.
No, it's fine. Thank you, Simon.
Where did you like best, Eugene? On your cruise?
Genoa, without a doubt.
Oh, why Genoa?
The people, their spirit. To be in the crowd there is to fuse with the whole. The universal spirit, so to speak. Like Nina spoke of in your play, Stan. That stayed with me. Where is Nina now? How's she getting along?
All right, I should imagine.
I was told quite the opposite.
Look, it's a long story.
Make it a short one.
She ran away.
And had a baby.
Do we really want to hear all this again?
Yes, we do.
Boris was the father.
Go on.
The baby died.
This is so sad.
Boris got bored of her and went back to my mother. Not that he ever really left my mother. He carried on with them both at the same time, spineless swamp dweller that he is. Nina's had a dreadful time of it.
What about her acting?
Just as bad. She did something minor in town, then was swallowed up by the provinces. I followed her progress for a bit, but she was her own worst enemy. The parts were wrong for her. She seemed awkward on stage. The only thing she was any good at was screaming and dying.
Have you spoken to her?
I tried, but she refused to see me. I understand.
But she's been writing to you?
Yes. Nice, friendly letters. She hasn't complained, but I can tell she's miserable. Well, more profoundly unhappy than miserable. Some of them are quite disturbing, really. She signs herself Seagull.
Sounds like she's cracked.
And now she's here.
In the village.
I saw her yesterday, crossing the fields.
Her father refuses to see her. I blame the stepmother.
So, there you have it, Eugene.
What a wonderful girl she was.
What's that, Peter?
I think I loved her.
You old rogue. that's them back from the station.
Don't stop it, Ian.
Mother's dulcet tones.
Mere mortals are battered by the elements, but you, dear lady, are as ethereal as ever.
What are you after, you dreadful man? I hope you've tied that tiresome dog up this time.
It's dead, I'm afraid.
Peter? What are you doing stretched out like this? How dare you get ill? We simply won't have it, will we, Irene?
No, Boris, we won't. Oh, darling Peter.
Martha, is that you?
Am I so very different? I'm married. Perhaps that's it.
To whom? To me.
They have a baby now, my first grandchild.
Our first grandchild, Paulie.
I delivered him. Strapping lad. Good pair of lungs.
Say hello to Stan, Boris.
Stan, hello. I hoped we might bury the hatchet.
Boris bought your magazine, Stan, at the station.
That's very kind.
Everyone's talking about you. Desperate to know about you, who you are. They can't get enough. They want to know what you look like, if you're as young as they hope you are. Girls are going mad over you, crying themselves to sleep.
Are you staying long?
No, I've a book to finish. Same old story.
Let's play Lotto, shall we?
Yes! In for a penny, in for a pound.
The weather is appalling. I hope it clears up. I'd like to fish tomorrow. And I need to take a deco at the place you stage your play, Stan. I'm using it in my new book as a location.
Go on, get up home, Simon. Daddy, will you take Simon home, please? He needs to relieve the babysitter.
But I want to play the game.
Don't worry. I'll walk. The rain's eased up a bit, I think. Good night, all. Good night.
Yes,
good night.
Let's play. We played Lotto before dinner here, as long as I can remember. Quite soothing, really.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, darling, really?
No, I don't fancy it. I'm going to have a cigarette.
See you later.
everyone puts in a stake. Eugene, you pay for me.
With pleasure.
3 cards each, right?
But we're playing lotto, yes?
I'm not up to this.
Just watch, then.
Ready?
Hang on. Place your bets.
You call the numbers, Martha.
All right. 22.
Yes!
3.
Mm-hmm.
8. 81.
Not so fast, Martha.
I got a standing ovation last night.
You did.
34.
They were chucking flowers at me.
Well, they were.
50.
Is that 50 or 15?
50.
My costume was exquisite.
It was.
It's that tune again. It's so sad. Is it Stan playing?
He's had some awful reviews.
77.
Who cares what they say?
You do. I do. He does. He needs to find something concrete to write about. Something real.
11.
Is Peter all right?
Just nodded off, I think.
90.
If I lived by a lake, I'd accomplish nothing. I'd never write another word. I'd spend my whole time fishing.
28.
Landing huge great whoppers.
I think Stan will make something of himself. He thinks in images, but as yet with no definite purpose. He produces an impression. He needs to expand upon it. What do you think, Irene?
I've never read a single thing he's ever written.
26.
Back again, Stan. The Wanderer returns. Oh, Boris, that reminds me. We've still got that thing you wanted stuffed.
What thing?
The seagull. That Stan shot.
What seagull? I don't recall a seagull.
The one Stan gave to Nina. 66. 1.
It's awfully dark out there.
Shut the door, Stan. I'll catch a chill.
88.
Ha! I've won.
No!
I'm the winner.
Boris always wins, don't you, darling? Come on, time for dinner. We'll play another game after.
Yes.
Come on, Stan. Leave that till after we've eaten.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep a plate for you in the bottom oven. Wake up, Peter. Dinner time. Eugene, be a dear and help him into his chair, will you? And you, Ian. That's it.
I'll go and lay the table. How many are we then?
You, me, Daddy, Eugene, Irene, and Peter. And Boris. That's,
7.
Her pale face, framed by her dark hair. No. Oh, that's not right. That's cheap and hackneyed. The distant sound of piano floated on the moonlight air. This is shit! Why can Boris write so easily, and I find it so, so impossible? Hello? Who's there?
Nina! Oh, my God! You're so thin, you're soaked through!
I have been thinking of you so much tonight. I couldn't get you out of my mind. Don't cry. Nina, please, don't cry.
Is anyone else here?
No, they're all in the kitchen having dinner.
Lock the door.
No one will come in.
Lock the door.
Why wouldn't you see me? Why haven't you come earlier?
I thought you would hate me.
I could never hate you, Nina.
Or not even recognise me. I feel so different. I've been to the lake every day since I came back, and I've crept up to the house to watch you. I am a seagull.
What did you say?
I am a seagull. No, that's not it. Oh, I've forgotten my line. I'm all right. I'm just tired.
Nina, I'm so sorry.
I haven't cried for 2 years. Last night I stood on our stage in the garden and I cried. I felt a bit better then. You're a writer and I am an actress. I used to be happy. I loved you and I thought I'd be famous. I have to go now. I've been given a small role far away in the middle of nowhere. I'll be groped at stage door and the part will end in nothing.
I did hate you, Nina. I ripped up your letters and your photos. I burnt them. But I can't stop loving you. When I lost you and my stories were published, I fell into a black hole. I've aged. I see you everywhere. I've kissed things you touched. You're in my dreams.
Why are you telling me this?
I have no one, nothing. Please, stay with me. Or let me come with you.
I have to go.
No, please, don't leave me. Please, Nina, not again.
I'm thirsty.
I'll get you some water. Here.
I saw your mother.
Peter is dying. Everyone has come.
Why would you kiss what I've touched? You ought to kill me. I'm so tired. I can't sleep. I'm a seagull. No, that's not right. I'm an actress. Boris is here too. I'm an actress. He laughed at me. Said he didn't like theatre, and in the end, neither did I. And I was terrified for the child. That it would die. I became average. I acted without feeling what I was saying, without understanding it even. It did die. I didn't know what to do with my hands, or how to stand, or how to speak. I'm a seagull. No! Oh, that's wrong. You shot a seagull. A man comes along and just to amuse himself destroys me. I'm a real actress now. I know what to do with my hands. I feel my strength as I walk about in the rain. You are a writer and I am an actress. Fame is not important. Patience is. I'm not scared.
I don't know what to do, what to say, what to write. I'm not patient.
When I am famous, come and see me act. I have to go. I'm dizzy. I'm starving. Goodbye, Stan.
Please, stay. I'll feed you.
Why did she bring him here? Don't tell him about me. I love him beyond reason, with a passion that terrifies me. It was so good and peaceful before, wasn't it, Stan? When the days were warm and clear, and I loved you, and you loved me. All men and animals, lions and eagles, stags and spiders, the silent underwater world. Creatures seen and unseen, life, all life. A final cycle crawls, gasps and dies. The unhappy moon lights her lamp alone. No heron cries in the meadow. No bees hum in the balsam groves. All is cold. All is cold. All is empty, 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 and dead. Our bodies are as dust. Their bodies now are stone and ice and air. All the spirits clamour as one. Good night. Good night.
drink while we play. You all right, Peter? Oh, Eugene, give him something to make him comfortable.
Some morphine.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll put the kettle on after the next round.
Look here, Boris. Here's the stuffed bird. Oh. I chose the case. A kittiwake, is it?
It's a seagull, Daddy.
Oh.
Fill me up, Boris.
Oh! What was that?
Perhaps Peter's oxygen cylinder in his bedroom. Mm. Has been known. I'll go and look.
Well, I hope it hasn't made a mess. Perhaps I'll get the tea now.
That was quite a bang.
Oh, I don't feel very well. Where's Stan? Remember when he...
Don't be silly. Let's play. Three cards each. Come on, Martha, deal. What's wrong with you? Deal!
Panic over. Just as I thought. An exploding cylinder. No harm done. Bit of a mess. Carry on with the game. That's it. There's fennel for you and columbines. There's rue for you and here's some for me. We may call it herb of grace on Sundays. Boris, if I might have a word.
If I do.
You must take Irene away immediately. Stan has shot himself.
In The Seagull by Anton Chekhov, Irene was played by Emma Fielding, Stan by Mark Quartley, Peter by Dominic Coleman, Nina by Erin Doherty, and Boris by Joel McCormack. Eugene was Danny Sapani, Paulie, Nina Wadier, Ian, Paul Ryder, Martha, Chloe Sommer, and Simon, Tom Keitley. The Seagull was presented in a new version by Catherine Tozer, with music composed by John Chambers. The director was Toby Swift. It was a BBC audio production for Radio 3.
In a few moments, Hannah French presents more from the freshest recordings in classical music, including the recommended version of the Building a Library work Mozart's Dissonance Quartet.
BBC Sounds.
If you own a smart speaker, did you know you can access a whole world of BBC content through it? To get started, just say open BBC Sounds. Then ask your speaker to play whatever you want. You could listen to a music mix like this. Play Focus Beats. Or try a new podcast. Play Desert Island Discs. And of course, if you want to listen to live radio, you can just say, play Radio 3. Music, radio and podcasts available on most smart speakers. Just say, open BBC Sounds to get started.
Well, a little later tonight, in the third and final episode of his series, the conductor and keyboard expert Richard Egar takes us from the nearly complete disappearance of the harpsichord in the 19th century to a remarkable revival, celebrating the important and undertold story of the women who secured that revival in The Machine That Goes Ping. But now on BBC Radio 3 at 9 o'clock, time to join Hannah French for more music from the recordings featured by Andrew McGregor on yesterday morning's Record Review programme.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where we begin in the theatre of La Scala, Milan, with Verdi.